I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, editor, friend, and co-author of the book On Being a Writer. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a speech and debate tournament that my kids were involved in. During a break, I struck up a conversation with a community judge. She happened to be a Toastmasters-trained speaker, so I was kind of picking her brain to get ideas for how my kids could improve. She said that all kids and adults could improve their speaking by eliminating filler words. She said these are words that we use when we're unsure of ourselves, when we're insecure, or we're just trying to fill that space in a conversation or in a message. These are words like and of course, but also like, you know, and so. If we can get rid of those words that we might be saying out of nervousness or even out of habit, she said, when we get comfortable with the silence instead, the point of our message, the meat of it, is going to come across with greater power and confidence. Since that discussion, I've noticed how often I use filler words in conversation. They're like verbal gnats or mosquitoes. They just flit around and distract from the conversation and need to be swatted away. To eliminate the filler words, we need to develop a kind of self-awareness and notice them when we're using them. And when we notice these extraneous, unnecessary little verbal distractions, we can find ways to eliminate them from our formal speaking and our everyday interactions. We need to search and destroy them. In our writing, it's the same thing. Each writer seems to fall back on filler words that show up on the screen or on paper. But when we become aware of them, we can head out on a search and destroy mission and edit them out of our work. I'll throw out a few examples. These are things I see in my own work and in the pieces that I edit of other people. They're words like but, and, so, or the two together, and so, very, really, and that. Those are just examples. There are so many more, but if we just took that list alone and went on our search and destroy mission, and when I say search and destroy, I mean literally search. Use the search feature in Word or Google Docs. Search the word, and it will begin to highlight them throughout your document. You can go and look at each one of them and then strike it out, delete it, or revise the sentence if you need to. When I discover my pet filler words and I eliminate them from my writing, it's going to make my work stronger. It's going to make your work stronger as well. Sometimes it's hard to see it and be objective, so you might want to hand over your work to somebody else. Ask them to highlight the filler words that keep showing up in your work in order to clean up what you have to say. Search and destroy, because you don't want those distracting from your message. Get rid of them and let your ideas carry more power.